National Park. Now, a little bit about your holiday destination, if I can give some tips and tricks, is that the Uluru Kajuna National Park...
I'm sitting on an air-conditioned bus, heading towards Yallara in the Northern Territory. It's the closest town to Uluru, and like millions of people from around the world, I've come here for the rock. But this isn't just any weekend at Uluru. 40 years ago, on October 26, 1985, history was made.
In Central Australia, the official ceremony in which the title deeds of Ayers Rock are being handed back to Aboriginal tribes is drawing to a close. The Governor-General, Sir Ninian Stephen, officiated at the handover, watched by thousands of Aborigines from all over Australia.
I want to take you back to that exact moment. You're about to hear from the late Yunkandjara elder, Gunmanara Lester, as he addresses the crowd at the foot of Uluru, and he cracks a joke.
It has been much talk about in newspapers about Ayers Rock and Aborigines and you, sir, for coming to this place 26th of October, and I'm glad to, last time I understand, by tomorrow, the rock will be missing. The Aboriginal people are going to take it away.
Standing in the wake of Uluru, then Governor-General Sir Ninian Stephen formally returned the title deeds to traditional owners in a ceremony that would become known simply as handback.
Mr. Lester, Mr. Jamawiga, members of the Uluru Catechetical Lands Trust, ministers and members of the parliaments, members of the diplomatic corps, all those other distinguished guests and ladies and gentlemen. Today we stand not merely in the centre of our continent, but at its very heart. What Aboriginal Australians know as Uluru, and what the rest of us think of as Ayers Rock.
Gunmanara translated, as the country that had always belonged to the Aboriginal was finally, legally, returned to them. It was a watershed moment in the Aboriginal land rights movement, the culmination of decades of lobbying, protest, and unwavering determination. And it set a precedent for the future land rights agreements across the country. People have always been drawn to Uluru, the massive red monolith rising up from the desert. But ever since colonisation, this sacred site has been pulled between competing visions. A playground for tourists scrambling up its ancient face.
Been sacred place and for the Aboriginal people, but the Europeans have already started climbing.
A symbol wielded in cultural wars.
The Northern Territory government had banned its officials from attending, and the federal opposition also declined an invitation. Both bodies had campaigned against handing the rock back to its traditional owners.
The Northern Territory government reaffirms its determination to continue to fight for the return of Uluru to territory.
John Howard believes the handover of Australia's symbolic heart is divisive and will prove unwise. He claims the rock should belong to all Australians and says the gesture makes no practical contribution towards solving disadvantages still experienced by Aborigines.
The Liberal government will consider the feasibility of buying it back.
A picture-perfect backdrop for royal visits.
Prince and Princess of Wales flew into a warm welcome by a small but enthusiastic crowd.
But above all, a living spiritual heart that belongs to Anganu, who've cared for it for tens of thousands of years. Last weekend, around 1,600 people travelled to the Red Centre of Australia to mark 4 decades since the handback. There were kids running around, elders telling stories, tourists from everywhere, all bearing witness. And this was my first time visiting this special place.
I'm here at the sunrise site of Uluru at decidedly the wrong time of day because the sun is setting. All afternoon, people have been celebrating and honouring the 40th anniversary of the handback of this land to the Angono. And it's been an incredibly powerful and joyful and just exceptional experience to be able to be part of it. Also, this is my first time at Uluru, and it is... I do not have the words for it. If this is the wrong time of day to see it from this angle, I can just imagine what it looks like as the sun rises, because right now, it's spectacular.
Alison Carroll is an artist, leader, and advocate from the APY lands. Yunkunjara on her mother's side and Pitjantjatjara on her father's. Alison was one of a small group of Angono who spoke to Elsie Lange from ABC's Alice Springs over the weekend. Thanks to an early morning thunderstorm, water streamed down the sides of Uluru, creating rarely seen waterfalls as Alison explained the importance of the rock to Elsie.
This rock got tukur by Pulka, and it's important for us, Anawajuda, because this rock is important with sacred tukur. Sacred Tuta, you know, for Anawa Tutaku. And Nanana Anawa Tuta, Mura Jenin, Muranka. But, you know, people coming in from other places to see this rock. When Uli Nangaja Pulka, you know, it's important. Tukurpa, Tutajara. Sacred stories, pulka, around this rock. We're always happy to see people coming here to see the rock. And it's Nananakwari Pukulari because the land right, it's happened a long time ago. The old people got it back. My father and all those chilpis, you know, all those old people. But we're happy, you know, Pukularini, because it's happened for Anangujudangu, getting the land right back, because Anangujuda is the owner of this rock. Munganana Pukularini, land right, na act, Nangajanganana Pukularam, Pukularanganana, Kuaringarani, you know, we're here today to celebrate. So we happy from before and Puare now.
You said the old people, the Jupis, they were part of that handbag. Do you remember it?
Yes, I was here when my father and all those Jupis were getting the land right back. And, you know, it's good for Anangu to get it back, you know. Their own mora, their own place. This rock, Puli Nangada, Pulka, Nikwari, Nanamba Tukurpa, Pulka Jara, you know. Big story. Puli Nangango, Kanyini, the story, Pulka Mulaba, holding the story, Pulka, from editing, from long time, and Kwari Guru. Nanamba, Nanana, Chokor Panamba, which are Ganini, you know, Chokor Pulka, about this rock is it's very important for everybody to come and see this rock and to be happy, you know.
You know what strikes me, though? The generosity of this place. After decades of exclusion, of having their sacred sites desecrated by tourists climbing where they shouldn't, of watching the town of Yalara grow wealthy while the Mutitjulu community at the base of the rock still lacks proper housing, the Angano still welcome the world here. Rini Kulicha is an artist and community advocate who lives in Mutitjulu, a closed Aboriginal community on the eastern side of Uluru. Speaking in Pitjantjatjara and translated by Craig Woods, Rini says she was very proud that so many people, Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal, had taken part in the celebrations.
Important. Kalau pukularing banya, ora kujubang kujubang. Walta bidinga namba where kan kuj.
What does it mean to you to see so many people come to celebrate the handback?
She's proud and obviously realizing that, you know, the amount of energy and time that our senior people have made in the past, and just reflecting back on those senior people, both male and female, what they did, and they did it for our future, and we're very proud of those other people.
One
of the great things that we do in the community of Mutitjulu is that we encourage a lot of people to come and join in and work with us because of the amount of people that we have coming through the park, you know, the walks that they do, and the significance of this place, and we'd like to share that experience with everyone.
For Rini and the people of Mutitjulu, this weekend it marks more than just a ceremony. It's the culmination of decades of work by their old people, who fought for their country and their future. And for the first time ever, a sitting Prime Minister has shown up for the anniversary.
Ni ulana kukubwa kuwa ananguku mangang mandanka jungering kula naranyi.
Ua, kulinungara. You got a thumbs up from Rini.
It's the Prime Minister's first time back here since the voice referendum went down 2 years ago. And you can feel that weight in the air. The unfinished business, the hope that got voted down, the question of what comes next. But he told the crowd, change is hard. Progress isn't a straight line. Rhoda Roberts knows something about the long game. She was here in 1985 with her father, watching history unfold. 40 years on, Rhoda has returned and sees that day differently now. The pure celebration she first saw has sharpened with time. Today, Rhoda can see Angano weren't just reclaiming the land. They were building a future, a cultural economy, opportunities for young ones yet to come.
I just can't believe it is 40 years ago. It seems not that long ago, but then when you look and you remember what those old men and women were talking about and their different approach to, it wasn't just about a handbag, it was about the nation shifting their narrative and understanding the philosophy of what they thought of their country and creating a cultural economy for their coming grandchildren. And I can see that now, but of course back in the day you're just going, yay, they see it, this is Aboriginal land and the handbag. But I think they were quite astute, you know, if we think of the custodians, many of them who have passed, some of the mob that we learnt of, what happened to them during Maralinga, who were out here, incredible pioneers. Now we reflect and we hear and look at what they've done for their community, you know, entrance to the park, and this community benefits because they're self-empowered. The relationship with the resort, the opportunities for people to not only come here and stand on country, but to actually experience the art, the dance, the inma, but also what country means. But I think more and more Australians are becoming aware that this country is here. No one else has it in the world. We are the stewards, the caretakers of this country. And we have so much knowledge about it. So don't fear it. Come and learn about it, because it will make you a better person and it will make this nation a better country.
It's such an honour and a privilege, and to work with the students and, of course, the ladies from the Mutijulu community, you know, because they're the experts in the language and helping the children understand about what happened 40 years ago. So I'm actually learning as well. And as I said, it's just such a great honour and respect to all Aboriginal people through the lands, and especially from Mutijulu at this particular time.
For 10 years, Dr. Shelley Morris has been working with the children of Mutijulu, writing songs, rehearsing. Watch some grow from primary school age into young adults. On stage today, Laura's children sang a song they wrote together about 1985.
The first song was the handbag song, so that's explaining what year it was in 1985, helping to keep our Jokolpa alive. Now, Anangal Jota means lots of Anangal people listening, looking after the land. Anangal and Pirampa walking together, so that's, you know, the non-Indigenous people and the Anangal people walking together, caring for this land, standing strong, united forever. These is all their own words. Forever we are one. Now that killed me, that line. It just shows the generosity of spirit that the young people have in their thoughts about forever we are one. Yeah. It's like united, Australia united.
What would you like people to know about today?
I think this place is so powerful. Like, it really is one of the most powerful presence I've ever felt in all of my life. I have family members that live in Kakadu, and I get to see some of the most exquisite parts of this country, very, very, very remote parts of this country. But to actually, it's Uluru, something else.
On the day I'm due to fly home, I decide to watch the sunrise at Uluru. In the crisp morning air, I'm still searching for words to describe something that existed before language itself. Ancient and scored with time. Millions of years watching, waiting, holding stories. There's a power to Uluru that makes it hard for me to look at it directly. But at the same time, I can't seem to look anywhere else. The Anganu have always known what this place truly is. Uluru is Jukapa made solid. Law. Ceremony. The dreaming alive in the red centre. and their responsibility to care for this place, to protect it, to keep its stories breathing. A secret, sacred duty passed down again and again and again. As the sun rises over Uluru, this 40-year milestone brings celebration and black joy, but also reflection. What's been won, and what fights still lie ahead.
Think bigger about the world we live in. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.